causing travel disruption and potentially power cuts, flying debris and huge waves that'll be a threat to life. A 12-hour alert's in place from 6 p.m. Only London and parts of southeast England aren't included. Ellie Glaziers from the Met Office.
Some areas already starting to see some heavy rain, and that'll continue to push its way north and eastwards through the rest of today, perhaps up to 100 millimetres of rain in places. Some milder temperatures as well, which, particularly for parts of Scotland, we could see some snow melting, which could exacerbate some flooding issues.
The head of football's world governing body wants an automatic forfeit for teams whose fans get involved in racist incidents. A match in England and one in Italy were stopped yesterday, with players complaining they'd been the target of racist gestures. Palestinian officials claim that more than 3 months of the Israel-Hamas conflict has risen to 25,000. The Defence Secretary says recent comments from the Israeli Prime Minister rejecting a two-state solution are disappointing. Benjamin Netanyahu's long been against it. Former US Ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton strongly backs Israel.
I think a lot of Americans would support Netanyahu's position on the two-state solution, but regardless of how popular it is, the reality on the ground is the two-state solution is dead. Something has to be done for the Palestinians.
Shelling near a market on the outskirts of the Russian-occupied city of Donetsk has killed at least 13 people. The firing reportedly came from Ukrainian forces. Scotland's First Minister has written to Sir Keir Starmer to suggest a meeting in Edinburgh. Hamza Yousaf's told him their political differences shouldn't stop them from working together if the Labour leader wins the next general election. And Surrey's Dan Lawrence has been drafted in for England's Test cricket series with India. He's a replacement for Harry Brook, who's heading home for personal reasons. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, big thanks to Kev for the last couple of hours of the Sunday sessions. He'll be back here again next week, as always, between 10 and 12. And if you missed any of the show, don't forget you can listen again over at our website, phoenixfm.com. I was listening on the way in, and obviously when I got here, and the one-line jokes, we call them dad jokes. I might sneak a couple in during the show. I was doing them. We was doing a couple off-air earlier on when he was doing a couple. I came to you now, I gave him a couple of one-liners. I've got a little repertoire of jokes up my sleeve, so I might slip those in during the show. So welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show with myself, Tony. 21st of January. Kind of slow month, January, isn't it? It's one of those months where you kind of wish it away, I suppose. We have all the lows of after Christmas, you know, we're all skint, spending all that money, eating all that food, and kind of start looking forward to spring. Both January, I suppose, and February are months where nothing really goes down. So, let's have a look at the weather. Early clouds, rain clearing east with a brief interlude before Aisha arrives, bringing outbreaks of rain later on. Locally heavy, especially on the hills. Winds increasing with gales this afternoon into the evening. It's going to be mild though, but tempered by the wind. Maximum temperatures of around 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight's looking like this. Windy night for all, with gales of severe gales, force of gusts. Further bands of rain, locally heavy and squally, moving east overnight. Dry with clearer spells by dawn. Mild. Minimum temperatures dropping down to 60 Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Focus on 0800 666 444, or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Taylor.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. Yeah, welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Got a bit of a croaky voice at the moment. I was just doing the weather. A few things went wrong in the studio. Things have started not working. So I've got rather extended weather. Yeah, I was saying about January. Doesn't it drag? It's been a real mixed bag of weather so far, isn't it, this year? We had loads of rain before Christmas. Then it was freezing cold. And now we've got this storm on its way. So if you're out and about, take a kite. Give you something to do, won't it? It's going to be windy. I'll mess my air up. There's apparently there's an amber warning, which was on certain districts, has now been issued across the whole of the UK for later on. Watch out if you've got anything to batten down, as they say. I'll do it now before the evening gets here. I once had one of those bouncy trampolines that I left out. I thought it'd be all right. I did put these little stakes in, but it just lifted it off and just chucked it down the garden. Completely mangled it was. If you're out and about, wrap up warm. It's still a little bit chilly out there. Not as bad as it was, but the wind chill factor obviously just dropping it a little bit. Going to be getting through some of those jokes I was telling you about earlier on, some of the one-liners. We'll slip a couple of those in during the show. Talking of the show, I'll be keeping up to date with the traffic and travel. As always, letting you know what's going out on the roads. Loads of new music, as always, on the show. We've got Kenya Grace, I Miss the Jam. Switch to go, Nicki Minaj with Drake with a track called Needle. Didn't play it last week, said I would play it this week, so I will. Brand new Pink. We've got some Diplo and Hugh Gale featuring Julia Church, that is. The track's called Stay High. And we've got the new track, which I played last week, called... it's from Barry Can't Swim. That's the name of it. I know. Bizarre, isn't it? The Dance of the Crab. How good's that? Of course, I also got the brand new Fred again as well with Baby Keane. But we're kicking off with Jenny with You and Me.
You know I gotcha. Know that I got you like that. Ain't nobody gonna have your back like the way I do. Love that you say you do. You know you got. Everything you do, everything you did, everything I wish I was with makes me feel alright, I'm just saying. So I really like it. Nothing in the world can make me feel the way you do the things you do. I really like it. Nothing in the world can make me feel the way you do the things you do. I love you and me. Dancing in the moonlight, nobody can see. It's just you and me tonight. I love you and me. Dancing in the moonlight, nobody can see. It's just you and me tonight. Look at you, now look at me. Are you ever gonna find someone like this? Look at you, now look at me. Are you ever gonna find someone like this? You're the reason my heart skips, drops. Just a little touch, my world stops. Finally I know that you're mine. I don't wanna fall. Don't wanna play this game of love. Oh, there's nowhere to hide.
this.
Maybe I gotta find someone like this.
Don't worry.
I don't care about your first love. It should be a lot. Nothing like your last one. You look better on me, that's fashion. Won't block your shots, lights, camera, action. Never been a love me over, let me not bang. Every pedal better tell him better not change. I love you, I love me a lot. Wait, which one I love better? Better off not saying.
Love you and me, Jenny, kicking off the show here on Sunday Lunch. Yeah, I went to move the mouse early on. You know, you got the one, the little controller thing. And it said no, basically, because I've just stopped working. Isn't it like a panic thing? You're like, you're so reliant on them. You reach out, and when it don't work, you're like, huh, what do I do? What do I do? Yeah, just got a little bit stuck. I had a little wiggle with it, and it's all back. That's what... that solves everything, doesn't it? Just give it a little wiggle. A little smack, and it'll be all right. I nearly made a joke there. So I'll refrain. 11 past the hour, 12 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony.
Till the nighttime, nah, nah, nah. I don't get nobody, yeah. If you give me body, I won't tell nobody, yeah. Ballet girl, she wears clothes. Now she want me pool skirt, so me pool skirt. Ballet girl, she wears schools. You see, it's obvious. Sensational. What did I do for you, girl? And I know. I feel good for you. Love like a riddle, yeah. Oh, laughs a little, yeah. Life's pretty sweet, can't be bitter. This one, she's fine, oh yeah. She wants this, then she got this. She know if we control them, yeah. She dance it, she wind it. She make me want give her body. Back shots, body. Give her body, back shots, body. Give her body, back shots, body. Oh, 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 oh.
Shit, the way I jump for NYC, yeah. Big and she carry the best I've seen, yeah. Steadily ready, me, I sing. Sweet in my belly, you're like cake icing. Something jelly, eggplant emoji. So train when I slide it. Now she watching me like daddy.
Sensational, yeah. What did I do for you, girl?
I pull up on my tech cassette. But put it wider than the internet. I'm a president of zero suffering. Goody goody, hey, goody goody bam bam. I need you now. Put me on fire like a lantern. Can you taste so divine? And I wonder why you so
sensational. Oh, what did I do for you, girl?
Can I do for
and
you?
And I know, girl? And I know. What did I do for you, girl? And I know. I feel good for you. Love like a riddle, yeah. Give me the clues or the riddle. Oh, wow.
Chris Brown featuring Davido. Hello, Jay. Sensational. Played this out last night at a gig and it went wild. They're loving the vibes of this. Colour remixes around as well, slightly up tempo. Got some Jack Jones on his way with DOD. first a bit of this.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
That man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Yes, Ruddy Marvellous indeed. Right, sorted out all the gremlins. I'm back. Adam, and also I had my first cup of coffee of the day as well, which is good because I had a bit of a croaky voice when I started. I was DJing last night, which was good. I'm still a little bit quiet over January. You know, people still recovering, but still a great, great night. And before I went out, I caught a little bit of TV before I left for the gig. And it's good to see Saturday Night TV recovering a little bit. And I flicked the TV on and Gladiators was on. And I haven't seen Gladiators from, you know, the original series. And they've got a brand new series out now with hosted by Bradley Walsh and his son. Originally it was done by, well, it was done by many, but Eureka Johnson was one of the hosts on the programme. And you had all the old Gladiators. That was like Wolf, Hunter, I think it was Shadow, Jet, Cobra, I'm trying to think of some of the others. Lightning was one of them as well, Saracen, and many, many more. Went on to become household names. So it's good to see the format come back. And they've kept it more or less true. All the games that are the same, with the, you know, they're knocking them off the pugil sticks and then the climbing up there, and you have to, you know, the type of thing. And then at the end, you've got the travelator thing they have to run up to get into the semi-finals, and they have, like, finals coming up. And they kept that to the same. They got brand new Gladiators. And they've kind of got, you know, again, all cool names. You've got Apollo, Fury, which is great. Giant, who's a massive geezer, he is massive. You've got Steel. Viper is kind of like the new Wolf. He's like the moody, angry one. You know, when they interview him, he just like chucks the mic on the phone, the mic on the floor, you know, and he throws a little bit wobbly, but doesn't say anything, which is rather good. So, yeah, I thought the first series, or I think they were cut two in, is it now? Was really good, really good. Great to see that back out. And of course, we was talking last week, got loads of game shows come back. You know, Wheel of Fortune, 3-2-1 is back on as well now. And there's another one out as well. I just can't remember. But they're all coming back. Great, great, great Saturday night TV. Good to see Gladiators back for a whole new generation, especially if some people who've never seen it. What I've got to say is, when I looked at the contestants, because you used to get the chap come up and go, "Contestant ready! Gladiator ready! You will go on my first whistle." Yeah, if you've never seen it, that's the kind of thing. And it used to be like everyday, you know, everyday people, but, you know, a little bit fit, but, you know, everyday people. Now the contestants, they kind of look like the old Gladiators. They're all pumped up and super fit with ripped muscles. And it's hard to know which one is the Gladiator. If it wasn't for the uniform, I would be rubbish. I wouldn't last 5 minutes. I mean, I probably couldn't even just walk over to the actual the task. I'd be knackered. I'd be like, "Hang on a sec, I just catch my breath. Any chance for beer?" just to get the guts up before I go on. If you haven't found it yet, try and watch it next week. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, this is MK, Take My Chance. Oh, that's a bit apt, isn't it? Evie Walsh, Shanice, and that one there was Timbaland, Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Yeah, roads not looking too bad out there at the moment. Brentwood coping well. High Streets is a little bit busy, but it's moving. A little bit busy as you're coming in towards Sainsbury's at the moment, where I think there's a little surge of traffic before the wind picks up a little bit later on. But the rest of the roads coping well around Brentwood. It's going to be windy later on, so watch out for the odd bit of rubbish on the roads, bits of wood and trees, etc., especially on the side roads. Heading down towards the M35, Junction 28 of the A1023 London Road. A little bit busy as you're coming on to Junction 28, and then once you're on there, you've also got one lane closed on the entry ramp coming back from Junction 27, anti-clockwise at Junction 28, A12 Street roundabout. Expect delays there, down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. That's the M25, not looking too bad. Junction 29, A127, no reported problems there. Junction 30, A13, no reported problems there either. Also heading towards Lakeside, the traffic around Shepherd 100 is looking okay at the moment. If you're heading over towards Bluewater on the A282 bridge, Queen Elizabeth Bridge is looking okay, as is the tunnels coming back. And then the A2 looking okay, M25 at Swanley, Junction 1 currently, Junction 2, sorry, currently looking okay. Back at this neck of the woods, A127 and the A13 heading towards Southend. Both busy as you're coming into Southend as always. The A13 probably the busiest one from South Benfleet starts to pick up in towards Westcliff. And the A127 is not busy till more or less you get into Southend. Southend City town there. It's busy on the shopping area, should I say. Seafront's looking okay at the moment. A12 heading towards Colchester, not looking too bad. You've still got the 40 miles an hour speed restriction, one lane closed. That's due to resurfacing work. A12 both ways between Junction 13 and Junction 16, which is B1007, Stock Road, Gallywood. There's also nighttime closures and a contraflow being used there, so watch out for that. You're heading that way. Going back to M25, if you're heading towards Stansted Airport, that junction looks okay. M11 currently not reporting any problems there. That's looking okay. 120 from Southend's looking okay. A414, you have got some roadworks. Temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A414. Keynes Lane, both ways. That's from Rayleigh Lane to Hastingwood Road, just before you get to the M11. A12 heading into Romford at the moment. That's looking okay. Little bit busy as you come into Pettit's Lane and North Road, heading towards Central Romford for the shopping areas. But again, traffic coping well. And the A406, as always, is busy, but it's moving. The Upstate 98 time is 12:34. This is Mr. Jam, a track called Harmonies. If you're just joining us, welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Take a Chance. I missed the jam following that and this one. Then Joel Corey, Hey DJ.
Hey DJ.
Did say we play this track. It's rather unusual. Played it last week. It's by a group called, or by a chap called Barry Can't Swim. And the track's called Dance of the Crab.
We'll be right back.
bit unusual, but I'm liking that. Barry Carl Swim, Dance of the Crab.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your future business? Or maybe you are moving property and looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Telford office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest, buy to let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Ken. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Baby, put your hands on me.
She was the girl next door, that's my fine ass neighbor. Told her if she wants some sugar, baby, don't be a stranger. And she said, when I need something sweet, I'll be coming over to you. That girl was knocking, knocking, knocking in the middle of the night, wearing nothing but a robe that she took off inside. And she said, boy, I'm getting cold, here's what I need you to do. Baby, put your hand on me right now. You're the only one I need. So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me. When we dance, put your hands all over me.
Hey, alright, so been such a long time since I've been lucky. Don't have to be shy, say how bad you want me. Come and touch me tenderly, so come and give me that body heat. I want your body heat on me, I can barely sleep. I'm trying to turn up the degrees with you all over me.
So baby, put your hands on me, both hands on me.
Just as long as you can.
kiss me before you leave. So baby,
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
If it's your birthday today, you're sharing it with Gina Davis, born this day in 1956, age 67, actress and Mensa member, who played roles in Thelma and Louise. I think she was in Beetlejuice. Stuart Little, that's the one about the little mouse. She was also nominated for Golden Globe Award for her portrayal of Dotty Hinson. Where's that coming from? I can't.
So the shorts that he's wearing.
Ah, where's that gone? I don't know where that was coming from, but like interference. It sounded like a little person in the background. Where was I? Oh, yeah, she was nominated for a role in Dottie Hinson in A League of Her Own. Her role as Muriel Pritchett in the 1988 drama The Accidental Tourist earned her Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. Also, Luke Littler is birthday today. Now, he's born in 2007. He's 17 years old. He was 16 years old, obviously, not, as of yesterday. And he was the youngest player to compete in the World Darts Federation. He was widely recognised for having been one of the youngest to have won a WDF match for his darts playing fame. It led him to have more than 70,000 followers on X, which was formerly Twitter. Everyone's been watching. The nation was watching him in the World Darts Championships not that long ago. Done rather well. Didn't quite get the title, lost out to the other Luke. Can't think of this, the other Luke Gardner, is it? I think it was. And still came second with a prize of over 200,000. But watch out, young talent. And just goes to show, eating kebabs and being in sport to go together quite well. There's hope for us yet. Her birthday today, born in 1976, 47 years old, really, wow. One of the founding members, of course, of the Spice Girls. She also had success as a solo artist with her album called A Girl Like Me. That in 2017, she joined the judges panel on ABC's Boy Band as well, and she's currently doing radio. And they're meant to be making a bit of a comeback. It's one of those things in the news where they're kind of coming back, they're not coming back, they're coming back. There was reported possibly to be playing one of the legend spots at Glastonbury, but we're still waiting to hear for definite whether that'll be. I mean, they got enough hits. Let's face it, it'll be pretty good. But you're always waiting on one member, and we know who that is, Miss Posh Spice, to complete the lineup. I think you need the whole lineup, wouldn't you, to make it a rather special event. That'll be rather good, though, the Spice Girls. But I'm not going to play one of their tracks, but I'm going to play a track later on from another big birthday from a chap who I met. We'll talk about that after the next song, which is Sugar Babes with the track called When the Rain Comes, which hopefully it won't.
We're all here for celebration. Yeah, we all have some fun. Who's gonna be here when the party's done? Yeah, you can talk all that big talk, but tell me, can you back it up? Really, all I wanna feel is grown up love.
Not just the days where we stood in the warmth of the sun rays. I wanna know. Come for the ride,
I need you here in the dark and the light.
Offering from the Sugar Babes, When the Rain Comes. Done about the rain, but we know we've got Storm Aisha coming later on. That's coming tonight. Watch out for that. Batten down the hatches and make sure anything that's in the garden is strapped down. Otherwise, it'll be all over the place. Now, those, normally when they say that, we have like, a little breeze, don't we? And it just knocks over the odd garden chair, but we'll wait and see. Birthdays today. Billy Ocean's birthday today, R&B singer. Born this day in 1950 in Trinidad and Tobago. 73 years old. The R&B singer gained, of course, international fame with songs like Caribbean Queen, Lover Boy. He also won awards like the Grammy Award for Best Male R&B Vocal Performances. He's got such a big catalogue. He's got Suddenly, When the Going Gets Tough, Red Light Spells Bane. What's the other? Love Really Hurts Without You, Get Out of My Dreams and Into My Car. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I met him once here at in Brentwood, actually, at the Brentwood Festival. I was backstage chatting to him. Really nice fella. Used to live in Leytonstone. That's where he moved to when he was really, really young, and his career started there. So he's very down-to-earth fella. So I thought we'll play a track from his catalogue. I thought we'd go with Caribbean Queen, because it just brightened up the day, wouldn't it? Because it looked a bit miserable out there, and we've got a bit of a storm coming up, so we'll try and get a little bit more summery here on Sunday Lunch.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.